and a two. And welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 332. And we've had some technical difficulties. Our last episode we recorded got totally garbled by a Windows update. I apologize for that now. And I am Chris Mosby, and there is no banned words on this podcast.
There's no seven words? Come on.
No, huh?
Come on, George Carlin.
No.
All right. All right. This is Caleb Jordan. Hello to Al Sedano. Just he'll get it if he hears it.
Al.
All righty. This is Murray Fox. I'm saying hello. I don't know. I was gonna be cute, and then I got no cute.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting there watching a movie with my kids last night. And all of a sudden, Skype starts ringing at me. I'm like, that's odd. And they were setting up a podcast. Al and John Wilson and a couple other people, and they accidentally dialed me, and
oops.
I felt privileged for about half a second until I realized A, I'm watching a movie with my kids, and B, they didn't mean to call me.
Oh, they butt-skyped right. You.
They that's did okay. Butt-skype.
Butt-skype.
Awesome, yes. Butt-skype, perfect.
And what movie were you watching?
My Fair Lady.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think my three nephews
would probably go for more than about 10 seconds on that one.
Oh, it was a hard sell for the older one.
She was
resistant, and then she got into it, and then we realized the movie's freaking 3 hours long, and we didn't start it until like 6:30.
Oops.
So, yeah.
Almost
didn't make it.
Past her bedtime a little bit.
A great movie.
Yeah, it is a good one. I downloaded or bought from iTunes, I guess. Mm-hmm. A Star is Born?
Which one?
The
Chris Christopherson one or the original?
No.
Ugh. Judy Garland?
Nope. Yeah.
Judy Garland, okay, gotcha.
But they include the intermission in it.
Oh yeah, yes.
So you're watching along and then like the intermission screen comes up and it stays up for like a good 30 minutes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you get to finish your movie.
I remember,
had never seen that before.
Yeah, I remember watching, I think it was The Greatest Show on Earth. It had Charlton Heston and Jimmy Stewart. And that's the first time I'd ever seen that. When I was a kid watching that, and it was like intermission. What's this, Dad? Well, back in the day, you get up and go pee, and it don't miss anything.
That's true.
I remember going to see Gandhi in the theater, and they had an intermission in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how old
you are
I am.
Old.
Yeah, I am old. We were just talking in the pre-show that two out of three podcasters on this podcast have seen The Last Jedi.
I have not.
There's only one of three.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, I thought you said you did.
No, gonna take the kids Thursday night after they're done. My older one's done with midterms.
When you said Thursday, I thought you meant this last Thursday because that's when I went and saw it.
No. We'll
never mind.
We'll be prepaid for seating, so we're not sitting with our face smushed up against the screen like some podcasters.
Yeah, I know. I should have got there instead of half hour early. I should have got there an hour early. I just wasn't expecting my Podunk 6-screen theater here to actually be sold out. But apparently the 501 Legion cosplayers had paid in bulk and actually reserved seats, so that limited my options. And
nerds.
I got it. I mean, I bought them early online, but I didn't get. I can only think
but you
of maybe.
Reserve your seat.
Well, yeah.
You should have showed up with your lightsaber.
Yeah, I should have.
Should have said, like, "Hey, I'm one of you."
I do not have one piece of Star Wars clothing until yesterday, and I went and bought some. So now, next time I go, I'll wear my Rebel shirt. I don't have any.
Go get a pair of Princess Leia earmuffs.
That's a good idea. I actually want to get a Jedi robe because I do have that lightsaber. I'd like to cosplay that one time.
Yeah, but I told you my Will Wheaton story, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, but, okay. It applies, and then we'll get to our comic book here. So,
okay.
Phoenix Comic Con, 3-4 years ago. I am in my Jedi robe.
Oh, sweet.
I have a Jedi robe, and I have a lightsaber attached to my belt. And that's about it. That's my whole costume.
Awesome.
And I have, just regular clothes on, shorts and a t-shirt. You remember, it's Phoenix, so it's 9,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, good God, man.
So I am walking along with my kids, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, are you a Jedi? And I'm like, what? Totally like, I want to get the hell out of this con. I'm ready to leave. And I look over, and it's Will Wheaton. And I'm thinking, okay, this douchebag, because he has a reputation of being a bit of a snot bucket.
Depending on when you catch him, yes.
Yes. So he's sitting at some empty booth, and there's this whole part of the con just kind of empty. And he's sitting there with a bunch of, I'm assuming, his friends. And they're kind of laughing and pointing at me. I'm like, fuck you. Seriously, that's what I'm thinking in my head.
Right.
And he's like, no, come here. Are you dressed as a Jedi? And I'm like, yeah, I got my robe and my lightsaber. And he's all, bingo! And I'm like, what? He's like, yes, I've got convention bingo. I've got a Jedi. He shows me his bingo card, and there's a guy, cosplay Jedi. And I'm like,
sweet.
Yeah. And so, and it was Will Wheaton. And
that's
I have a picture somewhere on my phone, somewhere in my Google photo history is a picture of me with Will Wheaton for free, because normally he charges $50 a picture.
Oh, yeah.
When
I
asked him for a picture. Yeah, when I asked him to take a picture with me, because I helped him win bingo, he hesitated. I was like, you. But then he took the picture. So.
Yeah.
Well, it was either that or share his winnings with you.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sure they were big. I'm sure the winnings were huge.
If you don't know, he has a hard time with anxiety and depression like I do. And sometimes he goes through some issues, and people have caught him at bad times. And of course, other people are just total assholes. I read his blog off and on, and he's going through, he goes through things, and that's where that kind of reputation comes from. And not that it's not always warranted, but what are you going to do?
Well, the capper of the story with my wife is like, as we were leaving, she's like, who was that guy? And I was like, that was Will. And she's like, it took her a second. She's like, oh, right. Yeah. And then she's like, from Stand By Me, right?
I'm like, right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, boy, he grew up hot. I'm like, God damn it.
You say that. I follow him on Instagram. He showed up in a Kirk uniform, the original series Kirk shirt, to see The Last Jedi.
Cool. Good for him.
Yeah,
I think that's sure. I would go dressed as Darth Vader to a Star Trek movie. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, sure.
Or a Jedi.
So anyway, I thought that was
kind of
funny.
That's my there was a reason why I told that story, the whole Jedi outfit.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
Thank you. I have other Will Wheaton stories, but they're not as cute.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
The other one's really short, but I'll save it for boring time.
No, that's
we have
fine,
been watching
man.
Third Rock from the Sun at home, though, so I highly recommend
Third Rock.
It's still
I started that. I don't know why. I ended up not ever finishing it, but anyway, that's cool.
Okay, check.
All right. So, Star Wars, Darth Vader, circa 2017 is what we are going to cover. I haven't read it. I don't think. Have either one of you read it?
No.
Oh,
no.
So this is going to be a cold read for all three of us. That's usually that is a every time we read something I've never read, it ends up being really good. So we'll see how this is. And I've been actually getting these issues, and I just haven't had a chance to read them yet. So.
And confession time. I'm not a big Charles Soule fan, so this will be
Yeah, now I'm on the fence now because I hated when he took over Green Lantern after the New 52 stuff. It just went total crap. But then when he's written something else, and I can't think of what it is. I think
Daredevil. He did Daredevil.
Okay, that wasn't what I was thinking. No, I think he's writing Hal Jordan. I think he's writing Hal Jordan right now. And the Green Lantern Corps. I'm not sure. But anyway, something I'm reading.
I don't think he's doing any DC stuff.
I don't think he is either.
Well, there's something I read of his that I liked that I changed my mind. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm on the fence. So we shall see how this goes.
You're thinking She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Okay. She-Hulk. I don't know. I'll look it up. I don't think so.
He's not currently doing She-Hulk. He did that one where she was working in a warehouse, right? Uh-huh. Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. I liked it.
Okay.
It's one of those communal workspaces where she was a lawyer and Hellcat was working there and stuff. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll start this one and then I'll hand it off. I love this cover.
Okay, man.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
This cover, yeah, it's got Darth Vader with his red lightsaber and he's standing there and it's almost Alex Smith like. It's a very beautiful painted cover. The coloring on it, the shading on it is awesome. You can see his cape draped over his shoulders, the reflection in his helmet. This is circa New Hope, Darth Vader. You can tell by the little buttons on his chest.
Ah.
Very long time ago in a galaxy far, far Star Wars, Darth Vader. Chosen One, Part One. The Clone Wars are over. The Jedi are defeated. Palpatine has become Emperor, finally in position to bend the galaxy to his will through the power of the Sith. By the way, this is the scroll at the beginning of the comic book, just like the beginning of the movies.
Yes.
Jedi Knight.
As you read it, you have to pull the comic farther and farther away from you. Uh-huh.
It's escaping me. It's like the beginning of, what was the Mel Brooks one? Anyhow. Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker fallen to the dark side of the Force, swayed by Palpatine. Palpatine's promise to help prevent the death of his pregnant wife, Padme. Skywalker betrayed the Jedi and became the Sith Lord Darth Vader. Defeated by his old friend and former master Obi-Wan Kenobi, Vader was left to die on the volcanic planet Mustafar. Retrieved by Palpatine and placed into a suit of cybernetic to preserve his life, Vader awakens to learn that his wife has died. No!
So this is
between episodes 3 and 4.
I mean, yeah, this is right immediately after, because a lot of the Dark Horse series was in between the third and fourth movie, or, you know, right before the third movie. So this is interesting. Okay, go ahead.
So now for Darth Vader, there is only pain. There's only rage, pain, and the new Galactic Empire. And we get a shot of Darth Vader's fist and a dialogue box says no, and then robot
IG-88.
What?
No, I'm sure that's the robot IG-88.
No, that's that's one of the med droids that was putting him back together.
Really?
I think so. Yes.
I like my.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you two are a little more hardcore than I would have thought. So, anyhow,
I just had the action figure.
We were so poor, I had no action figure.
Oh, that's sad.
I had a whole huge bunch of them.
Me too. I had tons.
I sold them all, though, years ago.
Oh, I didn't sell them. They just got wrecked.
Zero. Zilch.
Wow. No, we had adventures. We threw, like, the Fisher-Price Adventure people in there.
Oh, wow. See, what I wanted, I had two vehicles. I had a TIE fighter, but I really wanted the X-Wing, but I got a TIE fighter, and I don't understand why still to this day. And I had a little Lance Beater with the action figures in.
I had that, the Lance Beater.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Anyway.
I got a rock.
Yeah.
Okay, Linus, keep going.
All right, then.
No, that would be Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah,
remember Charlie, in the Halloween episode, the Great Pumpkin?
Right. Yeah, I got a rock.
How did I go with Linus? That was dumb.
That's all right.
Okay, go ahead,
Chuck. All right, so he's having flashbacks. Darth Vader is, no! You know, Charles Soule is trying to make the whole no at the end of episode 3 kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he's almost succeeding here.
Almost
succeeding. Then we get a cool double-page spread of Vader breaking away from, I'm assuming... Yeah, you're right. It was the mech droids, Chris.
Right after the end of that third movie.
Yes. And he's throwing the Emperor away, and the Emperor is ugging. And Vader's like, you told me you could save her. As we see, Padme had passed away during the birthing of Luke and Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers! And my reader is locked up, so someone else is going to have to take it here.
Alrighty, well.
Okay, go ahead.
Go, Murray. Go, Murray.
Okay. You told me you could save her, and the Emperor says in your rage you chose a different path. Padme is dead, my friend. Even the power of the dark side cannot bring her back, but in her death she has given you a gift. Pain. I would want that one. I would be regifting that one. Now, you must choose. Will you accept that gift? Will you use it? Or will you die? Dude is ugly.
Yes.
Anyway, Vader says, I will live. And the Emperor says, good. And now he zaps him with, like, electric.
Yeah, force lightning.
Electric blue force lightning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that, the taser. The Emperor's taser.
The taser touch.
Yes. Yes, his Sith name is Darth Sidious. If you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Where is your lightsaber, Lord Vader? Use its power. Defend yourself. And he says, lost in the fight with Obi-Wan. He took it. And the Emperor is like, no. That blade belonged to another, a Jedi. You are a Sith. And he pulls out a red blade and it goes... And points it at Vader's neck. I realize this has been a traumatic time for you, but if you touch me with the Force again, I will finish what Kenobi could not.
Yeah.
You are my friend, and he turns off his lightsaber. I do hope we never find ourselves in this position again. Rise, the great work must continue. You think of revenge. You wish to leave, to find the source of all your pain. I can sense it. Set such feelings aside. Your personal vendetta is pale next to the needs of our galactic empire. Come with me. I wish to show you something. Take it away, Christopher!
I forget that guy's name, but he's the second in command of the galactic empire.
IG-88.
So he's
everybody's IG-88.
Yeah, that's he's great. A vice chancellor.
You'll be right eventually. Eventually, you'll get it right.
Eventually, I'll be right. Bring on the bounty hunters.
I read the book.
Three broken clock, Fox.
I read the book that takes place right before. It's called Catalyst. It takes place. Well, actually, I listened to the audio book. Takes place right before Rogue One. I can't remember that guy's name. But anyway, that's the vice chancellor. And he's screaming at the top of his lungs, never again will we fear the Jedi. And there's a couple of stormtroopers standing next to him. And this is on Coruscant. Do you know why?
So this is when the stormtroopers were still clones, right?
Yes. This is okay. Right. Right. Yeah, they hadn't had time to replace them. They eventually will. Not sure why, but yeah, they're still under Order 66 at this point. Do you know why our blades are red, Lord Vader? Emperor says, "No, Master, the Jedi teachings on this subject were incomplete." Ha! And then you see the Vice Chancellor saying, "Through the grace of our Emperor Palpatine, we were saved from their treachery. The fools hid the knowledge they found uncomfortable. They could not face the darker truths, and they paid the price," Emperor is saying. "A red saber is no different than any other, except it has been made to bleed."
Huh.
Yep. And then Vice Chancellor's going on again. "The Jedi are gone. The Emperor saw through their separatist plots, their lies. He survives their attempt to assassinate him, and now, at last, we are safe."
So this pod here of all the sabers is when they were all slaughtered in that arena.
Yes.
In episode three, I think. Was it episode three? Yeah.
Yeah,
three.
Before he turned, yeah. He went through and killed all the younglings and everybody else. Emperor killed Mace Windu in battle. Okay, anyway, the Emperor continues. "The crystal from any Jedi saber will do. As you know, the Kybers are alive in their way. Like any living thing, they can feel pain." Oh, here's a little. I don't know if you guys have seen Rogue One.
Nope.
But the technology that the Death Star weapon is based on is Kyber technology. It's basically a giant lightsaber cannon. So there you go.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, I'm somewhat of a Star Wars geek as well. Believe it or not.
Okay. And Star Wars. You drive both sides of the road. Okay.
Yeah, ever since Clone Wars came out, I got like really into it and was read a bunch of lore, and I've read a lot of the Dark Horse comics, and I have the books that they put out, the Jedi Order. I got the one on the Sith and the one on the Bounty Hunter's Code, and it talks all about all this stuff. So anyway. "Never again will their instruments of oppression terrorize the galaxy." And that's the Vice Chancellor again. "Through the dark side, you must pour your pain into the crystal. And when at last the agony becomes more than it can stand, a beautiful crimson, the color of your rage." We have entered switching back and forth. It's easier to follow when you're reading it because you can see the pictures, but as I am transcribing, or however you want to say it, anyway, he's going continuing an age of freedom, and hit the button and went away from the window. Okay, yeah, has another.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the Vice Chancellor's got the one more lightsaber, and he tosses it in with the rest of them into this big sphere looking thing that's on a platform in front of this whole crowd of people plus stormtroopers, and this Emperor's looking out a window with Darth Vader at the whole ceremony down there with the Vice Chancellor. Says, "Freedom, huh? None of them understand it, none but you and I," he's saying to Vader. And the Vice Chancellor, he's melting down all of the lightsabers. "Thus tyranny ends. You understand, Lord Vader?" says the Emperor. "Yes, you could have given me any one of those lightsabers to corrupt, even Yoda's, but you did not." And all of a sudden, out of the kiln that is melting all of the lightsabers, there's a big blue light that shoots up into the sky like a spotlight.
Yeah.
And Vader says, "The saber of a Sith is not given. It is taken."
Yeah, that's the Kyber crystals igniting from the heat, I would imagine.
I would imagine you're right. And then we switch to the mid-rim. And the Emperor and Vader are on a ship. It looks like it's like the Emperor's
personal ship shuttle.
Yeah, his personal shuttle from episode six, yes. And a couple of stormtroopers or whatever they are in their pilot outfits are sitting there driving the thing. And Emperor saying, "Your armor, Lord Vader, how do you find it?" He's saying, "It is acceptable." I'm adding the. And they land the ship on a dusty planet, deserty looking place. And says, "Why have we come here, my master? I need your help, Lord Vader. I have very high hopes for what we might achieve together. But first, you will need your lightsaber. You must seek out a Jedi from whom to take a kyber crystal. A daunting task indeed after our success together in eradicating them from the galaxy. However, I have great faith in your resourcefulness and your capability. Go now, my apprentice." And Vader goes walking down the ramp out of the ship and onto the... it looks like the place where he was killed, in fact. Looks like that lava planet. Anyhow, it's my head. Anyhow, you go ahead, Murray. I'm gonna...
"Are you at a loss, my friend? Take heart. Your path is simple. Embrace the dark side. Bend it to your will, and it will provide you everything you need. Your power will become endless, Lord Vader, and then we shall rule as one."
Right.
So the Emperor flies off, and Vader is left alone on the planet, and he's looking out through his rose-colored glasses, red-colored purple. And eventually he just starts walking.
Like C-3PO.
Like C-3PO, just walking through the desert. And presumably he's coming across these people that we're now seeing. So we're at a scene of like a spaceship, and maybe like it's like a...
Yeah, that's Vader's ship right
garage
there.
Garage or something. That's Vader's ship?
Yes.
Oh, all righty. "Would you look at that," say these two characters. "What a beaut, just laying out there in the desert, too." And his partner says, "We can probably sell it. Even if we can't slice past the encryption, should fetch more credits than we'll see in a year of slaving." And then a piece of metal junk smashes his buddy in the head. And Vader is standing, and he's controlling the Force, and he says, "That ship is mine." And all these little gangsters, these interplanetary gangsters, rush out with their guns. They're saying, "Kill him." And Vader just kind of jumps into some air ballet, and using the Force, he kills them. He's sending like little shards of metal through their bodies, and occasionally he gets zapped by a laser. One of the dudes is like, "Ha, got him, I got hit." But of course he's sent off a cliff.
He grabs a couple of bodies and uses some shield too.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's something else.
So Vader is not stopping, and the dudes are like, "Why are you here? What do you want?" And Vader says, "From you, only this." And he takes the life force, I guess, kills him.
He snaps chokes his
him
neck.
Out.
Yeah.
Stamps him out, kills him, and that's it. That's the end.
Holy crap, that was quick.
Well, I guess it's the end. We got the credits.
Yeah, there's a
written
cartoon
by Charles
after
Soule.
It.
Pencils like... by Giuseppe Camuncoli, inks by Cam Smith.
Wow, that was quick.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, there is a little story afterwards.
Uh-huh. I'll take it.
So that's the end of the main story, but then there's like a second.
Yeah, this is
Chris Eliopoulos.
Maybe it'll be funny.
Yeah, this is a little cartoony thing, and Darth Vader's Venator-class Star Destroyer. And if you're a fan of the Clone Wars, that's one of the Clone Wars era. They haven't got the newer ones yet. Oh, by the way, I also play the online role-playing game Star Wars The Old Republic a lot, and it takes place a couple thousand years before, so you can play a Sith or a Jedi, a bounty hunter, a stormtrooper, all that good stuff, and it's fun. Anyway, you see a little mouse droid, and it's going down, and Vader shows up, the door opens. And he's like, the droid's freaking out. "Droid, prepare my meditation chamber." I had to do that. You know what's really good to do that, though? You get like a little ceramic teapot and blow into the spigot part, and it makes that sound really good. Anyway, I remember doing that when I was a kid. Anyway, he gets a call. Apologies, Lord Vader. What is it, General? We're unable to deploy ships to the Hortolo system by your deadline, sir. Gathering proper divisions has taken longer than expected. Our ships are scattered through, and the mouse trick goes beep, beep. I grow tired of your incompetence, Admiral Mummert, as I grow tired of your excuses. And you see a very Charlie Brown looking face right there. And you see him go. You see the droid's freaking out, and he's getting choked. Droid, continue preparations for my chamber. And it's like bleep, 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 bleep. Lord Vader, you ordered a full report of our troop status in the Winnick system. I just added that in. Very well, General. What is your report? And it better be to my liking. The guy's like, yes, Lord Vader, we have 10,000 troops preparing to deploy. I ordered 50? 50,000 troops, General. 50. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, well, our troops are spread thin throughout the galaxy, and we... More excuses, General. That ends now. And the mouse droid's going, bleep, he's freaking out. Remove the body. And it's like dragging it out.
That poor droid is going to need therapy.
Yeah, and the door opens, whoosh, and closes, whoosh, and opens again, whoosh. And it's like, continue to prepare my chamber. I want no more interruptions. And the mouse droid, beep, and again, in a black officer's outfit, Lord Vader, if I may. And the mouse droid's going, we have a slight problem. We do not have a problem, Vader says. It is you that will have a problem if I don't like what you have to say. Your TIE fighter cannot be repaired if we've tried everything to... I grow tired of you and how easy you give up. I am now done with you. Thump. And the mouse droid's like, takes it away. Foosh. Whoosh, he's back. Squee! Enough! I grow impatient! Prepare my chamber! And he sees his chamber there. And it's zipping around, doing clickety-clickety, and all this other stuff, and no more interruptions. Surrounded by incompetence. You are the only one who has not tested my and it's running around. And it has some kind of problem and whacks him in the shin. Until now, and he sits in his chair and says, "At last, the end." Okay.
That poor little droid.
No kidding.
All I wanted to do was start. God, yes.
Pretty funny, huh? Sort of.
Yeah.
Droid needed the meditation chamber.
Yep. So anyway, that was actually pretty good. I'll have to read the rest of them.
So the quest for Vader's lightsaber is the seems to be the story here.
Yes, I'll start off with yes. Yes, I read listened to an audiobook. I spent a lot of time in a car waiting to pick up children in the pickup line at school. So I've listened to...
I assume it's your nephews and not just picking up random children, right?
No, yes. Actually, it's just the one nephew, but it's usually a good half hour in the car sitting and waiting.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to go Roy Moore on us. So,
No, none of that. Let's see. Good. What have I listened to? I listened to... there's a guy named Chuck Wendig, which he's written some comics, but he's mostly an author. I listened to... There's a trilogy... It's supposed to take place, fill the gap between the third movie, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens. I've listened to that. And then there's one about Ahsoka Tano. And if you watch Star Wars Rebels, she's on that, which was, if you don't know, that was Anakin's apprentice. Let's see, what else have I listened to? Yeah, the Catalyst novel, I told you about that one. So anyway, yeah, I'm kind of a closet Star Wars fan.
Not anymore.
Not so closet.
Closet door is open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You've been exposed, man. You're out and you're proud.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
I gotta go pick up a hamster cage.
Okay.
Oh no.
That sounds terrible.
And that's not a metaphor.
Oh man, yeah. There's a lot more episodes or issues. Oh wait, no, that's the 2015 series. Never mind. Yeah.
This one's only up to 9 or 10.
Is it? Well, there's only 5 on the site, so I need to fix that.
Alrighty. Well, okay. Happy hamstering.
Yes, happy hamstering.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Sure.
I also recommend.
Happy Hanukkah.
I also recommend it's not canon anymore, but John Ostrander used to do a lot of Dark Horse Star Wars comics. And he did one called Legacy that takes place 150 years in the future after Return of the Jedi. Of course, you know, none of these new movies was even thought of back then. But it's with a character named Cade Skywalker, and he's a descendant of Luke's. And he ends up kind of straddling both sides. The first epic collection.
Well, he likes Star Trek and Star Wars as well.
No, he's on the dark side and the light side. It's I got some of them on the site, but they've put out the first epic collection, reprinting the first like 19 or 20 issues. And it's there's pretty much no Sith or Jedi anymore. It's really good. Series. So if you want to check that out, the first epic collection is out. You can find it on Amazon, and the second one is coming out in a couple of months. Great Josh Dre. Oh, and the Sal Buscema. No, not him. It is Tom Mandrake's either son, daughter, wife. I can't remember which one, but they work real good together, and it's great art. If you haven't read any of that.
Andrew Sema.
Yes. That's the one.
His wife.
Yes. Great, great stuff. Check that out. Anyway, if you're into Star Wars comics. I read more Star Wars than I do Star Trek comics. For some reason.
Alrighty. Well,
don't know why. Okay, there you go. There's a Star Wars Minute. It's a whole bunch. And, cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, sure. All kinds of great stuff out there. Because, yeah, they did a lot of, Dark Horse did a lot of stuff. There was Darth Vader in the Cry of Shadows, Darth Vader in the Ghost Prison, Darth Vader in the Lost Command, which was pretty good from what I've read. Little bits and pieces, and yeah, there's some good stuff out there. Yes. Okay, that's it.
I'm going to go pick up Hamster Cage.
All right, go for it.
Alrighty.
All right.
Catch you later.
Later. And we are...